I'm Jody Ballman, and this is Slice of Orange. We're going to go over the 10 statewide ballot measures. Props 2 through 6 placed on the ballot by the California legislature, bond measures that need voter approval, changes to the California Constitution, and then propositions 32 through 36 that are placed on the ballot by signature gathering of people who want to make these changes. So stay tuned for each of those propositions to be covered in an episode. Welcome to Slice of Orange. I'm Jody Ballma, and we're going to talk propositions. There are 10 statewide ballot measures, and in this episode, we're going to talk about Proposition 2 and 4. They're both bond measures, which is a special kind of vote that we take. So Proposition 2, public education facilities bond. Proposition 4 is for parks, environment, energy, and water bond. Same mechanism that bonds are general obligation bonds, which means that we, the voters, approve the state to take out loans, to sell bonds, to raise money for infrastructure projects. So the state sells the bonds to investors, agrees to repay with interest on a specified schedule. It's repaid from the general fund. So this is not a property tax increase. We'll talk at the end of the episode about school bonds that are on your ballot. That's a different funding mechanism. So bonds help cover the initial costs and the repayment over the years. And so big spending comes from Proposition 2 and Proposition 4. Proposition 2 asks to borrow $10 billion for schools. That means that the state can borrow $10 billion to build new or renovate existing public school and community college facilities. The breakdown basically is that $8.5 billion would go to public school facilities, and then $1.5 billion would go to community colleges. $4 billion for renovation of existing buildings, $3.3 for new construction, including buying land. Then career technical education gets $600 million, and charter schools get $600 million. So that would be paid back over 35 years. It would increase the payment schedule by about $500 million. So the people who support this say that this is how we have been funding. It's matching funds. And so the schools then pass their local bond measures, which we'll talk about. It allows Proposition 2 allows the state to pay 55% of new construction, 65% of renovations for districts with lower property assess valuation. So poor schools don't have to raise as much for everything else. It's 50% of new construction and 60% of renovation. Supporters say this is how we've been funding major construction and major renovation. So schools are in desperate need. The people who are supporting it, California Federation of Teachers, the Labor Federation, construction and builders like this because there are jobs available. There's no organized group against it. Kind of surprised the Howard Jarvis Association didn't put in a statement against it. But you can see on Ballotpedia, as newspapers are starting to publish their editorials and recommendations, Bay Area News Group editorial has said, the way that we're funding school construction is broken, and favoring local districts that already have access to money over those that don't, and it will, perpetuate the inequity, and it increases the amount of money that is taken out of the general fund, leaving less for the legislature to work with, to determine. So support for this is $1.2 million in the campaign fund formed. There's no organized money against it, so you're unlikely to see any signs or campaign against it. But just my own editorial, if I had a magic wand, I would fund lots and lots of school projects. But we might need to look at when the state government has massive surpluses, maybe taking money out and funding these kinds of projects. But that's not what the voters are being asked. So we have to stay on topic of what is actually on the ballot. And this is asking whether or not you support taking a loan for $10 billion to support. Everybody agrees it's much needed construction, much needed renovation, much needed remodel, much needed, major maintenance on these buildings. It's just a spending question. Now, Proposition 4 is the other bond measure on the statewide ballot. So Proposition 4 asks to borrow $10 billion for climate programs. It's aimed at conserving natural resources as well as responding to the causes and effects of climate change. So the breakdown on this, and you can go to the Legislative Analyst Office for more details, but the major categories are drought, flood, and water supply, which increases the amount and quality of water available for people to use and reduces the risk of flooding. It would fund forest health and wildfire prevention, improve the health of forests and protect communities from wildfires, sea level rise in coastal areas, trying to mitigate those risks, restore coastal areas and protect marine life, land conservation and habitat restoration, energy infrastructure, supporting that move to renewable sources of energy, parks, expanding, renovating, and repairing local and state parks, reducing the effects of extreme heat on communities, and then finally, helping farms respond to the effects of climate change and become more sustainable. So all of that is $10 billion. The legislative analyst assesses the fiscal impact, says it would cost $400 million over a 40-year period. So those bonds are not all sold at once, but we are responsible for taking that again out of the general fund. So every Californian has felt this. These are the arguments for every Californian has felt the impact of climate crisis, whether it's wildfires, extreme heat, flooding, sea level rise, and the Sonoma Land Trust and the Environmental Defense Fund argue that it's necessary, that we need to invest in infrastructure needed to address these issues. California Labor Federation, Clean Water, environmental groups, all supporting it. Opponents, again, are saying that this is a massive increase in the amount that we lose from the general fund. $400 million is not insignificant. The Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association are talking about that same thing. The bonds will be paid by people decades from now that didn't even get to vote for this measure. So the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association is the only group against it, and there's no money on either side. So it will live or die based on how voters feel about those measures. Now, on your local ballot, you likely are going to see local bond measures. If you live in a school district that is asking for that. So if you're in North Orange County, there's quite a few. Let me just give you, it is paid by property tax increase. And so on your ballot, you should see the school district that is asking for money, the amount, and then they will summarize what they are asking for. They all have websites where they will go into far more detail about that project list. And then there is an oversight committee of people in the community who can apply to be on that oversight committee and help guide the district through that. What you're looking for on your ballot is the amount of money that would increase your property taxes annually. And so Measure H, Brea Olinda Unified School District, is asking for $160 million, $39 per year per $100,000 of assessed value. So that is the multiplier of, it depends how much your house is assessed for, it depends how much your building is assessed for, and how much your corporate property or your land is assessed for. So $100,000, and it is assessed. So look at your, you know, property tax bill to see what that is and what that would mean. If you're, you know, this isn't Zillow, this isn't what your house would sell for, it is the assessed value that you are paying for. So $39 per $100,000 of assessed value would be added to your annual property tax bill. And then the other factor that you're looking for on your ballot is through when, how long does that increase property taxes for? And this is through 2058-59 for Brea. Anaheim Union, Measure K for Anaheim Union High School District, is asking for $496 million, $30 per $100,000 of assessed value through 2056-57. Now you may be asking, how can they be asking for so much more and have a lower multiplier? It's because Anaheim Union High School is much bigger than Brea. So there are more people, and so the multiplier goes down. Fullerton Joint Union High School District, if you live in that district, there's also an elementary school. So La Habra City School District, Fullerton School District, and Buena Park School District all are in that school district. So everybody in the Fullerton Joint Union High School District will see two. Depending on boundaries, I may be missing something that somebody's slightly outside of that, but almost everybody. So Fullerton Joint Union is Measure L, $21 per $100,000 of assessed value through 2054-55. Measure M, Buena Park Elementary is asking for $84 million, which is $30 per $100,000 of assessed value through 2054-55. Measure N, Fullerton School District, that's the elementary school district, $262 million, $30 per $100,000 of assessed value through 2059-60. And then Measure O, La Habra City School District, $73 million, and that's $25 per $100,000 of assessed value through 2059-60. The other difference of local school bond measures is that it requires a 55% threshold to pass. So Measure 2 and Measure 4 just need a simple majority. Measure the local school board measures on your ballot need 55 to pass. So we will see what voters do with bonds.